The sugya of kli sharis b'shchitas kachim, but we're not doing just sugya of kli sharis, we're doing kli sharis b'shchitas kachim, is a very relevant sugya to us. And I want to make a broader point about Rosenzweig's methodology first to help explain. So one of the chidushim in Rosenzweig's methodology is the concept of a meta sugya, which is you have this pyramid of sugyo, and there's like this network logic on top of all of the sugyo. And you're really dealing with the same issues and questions in all of them. And so like these meta chakirot, or these meta principles that are, you know, hooking all these different sugyo together is really what we call a meta sugya. And from, you know, so you could build it, you could do something like in the Hakdama is develop these overarching principles, and then you get into the sugyo and you realize, wow, the same issues are playing out over and over again in Katan and in Kli Sharis. And you also see from just even from learning the sugyo, you're able to help build this broader picture. It's kind of this relationship. Someone who wrote an article about the topic called it from the micro to the meta, right? So, you know, you're taking the meta and you can go see all the micro sugyo, and then also all the micro sugyo help build to the meta. So this is, you know, this sort of satellite sugyo of the topic that we did at the beginning of the year, which is Mitzvah Shechita Schulin. I'd like to, okay, and as I always try to do, I would like to, you know, present this sort of a framing question, which doesn't really encompass everything, but this is really what we're trying to understand in the sugya, which is, how does the requirement or lack of requirement of kli sharis in shechita impact the way we view shechita schulin and its relationship to kachim? So I'd like to break this chazarish here down into five different parts. The first is to provide some background in the Gemara to the issues that we will be discussing. Two is the requirement of kli sharis in shechitas kachim. Three is further information regarding the relationship between shechitas chulin and shechitas kachim, meaning further information we gleaned from the sugya. Four is the lechachila b'di'eved phenomenon in kli, or really, you know, shitos harambam and ramban. And five is Shechita and Hakdashas Dam. So let's begin with the first section, which is the background. So the Gemara in Maseches Chulin, Bet Amud Bet to Gimel Amud Aleph, addresses the issue of how a Tameh can shecht Kachim. And so the Gemara rules that as long as a Tameh can definitively state, Bari Lishan Lo Nagati, that he did not touch the animal's flesh, the meat is totally fine. But the Gemara subsequently raises the issue of Charev Harika Chalal, that the tuma that the person has is transmitted to the Kli for Shechita, and therefore it will actually make the meat tame as if he was doing it himself. So how do you resolve this? So the Gemara presents two answers. First is that we're not talking about tame mace, we're talking about tuma sheretz. And now, since the guy is a Rishon and not an Avatuma, he is not Matame Kalim. That's the first answer in the Gemara. The second answer is a springboard for our sugya. And the Gemara suggests that all along it really was Tumas Meis, but Kegon Shebada Kromis Shalkana V'Shachapa. So he examined, this is a translation, the stalk of a reed, basically a flat wooden vessel, and which doesn't become Tame, it does not become, as Rashi points out. And then the Gemara cites the Braisa, cites the Mishnah on Taz Zayin Amud Aleph Bakol Sholten Bein Bitzor Bein Bitzchulches Bein Bekromis Shalkana. So you can shecht whether with a rock or you know, glass or whatever, as you can shecht with anything to make the shechita successful. And as Rav Rosenzweig noted, the simple understanding of this sugya is that a kli, and certainly a kli sharis, are not required for shechitas kachim. Parenthetically, Rav Akiva Eger and the Meiri both read this Gemara as discussing chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. We'll get back to their shita later. Now, what complicates things is that there are three other Gemara that seemingly present different standards than what is presented here at face value in chulin. There are a lot more than just really three, but there's three primary ones, and, you know, Tosos and Ramban bring up the others, but we'll just focus on the main three to help frame the main issues. The first Gemara is in Menachos Pei Bet Amud Bet and Zvachem Tzadi Zayin Amud Bet, where the Gemara derives that there is an obligation for Kli for Shechita. So the Gemara says, Ma ulati una kli, af kol ta un kli, you need a kli. And then it discusses what type of kli. Ilema mizrak, maybe some sort of bowl. But then it says, no, shalame tzibor, you have, this vayasam vaga. No. So it says, ela sakin. We're talking about a sakin. You need a knife. Now, where do we know you need a kli from Ola? So it says, va'ola gufa minalan. So Avraham goes and takes the knife to shecht Yitzchak, right? And v'hasam olahu. In that case, is an ola v'yelo ola tachas bino. So we know that you need to shecht with a kli, and that kli is a knife. Now, the problem is that our Gemara seems to indicate there is no standard, but here the standard is that you need a kli. Tosfos on Gimel Amud Aleph explicitly raises this issue. A second sugya that seems to clash with Chulin is the Gemara in Sota Yadal Ramabet. So locally, the Gemara, is talking about why you need to be Mekadesh, the Korban Mincha, twice. And then it transitions to discussing Shchita. So it says, Dam, or Kedushas Dam, really. Dam, Afal Gav, the Kidashte, Tzakin, Bitzavar, Behema, even though it was already Mekadesh through the knife on the neck of the animal, Hadr Matish Lebekli Shares. Here too, then afterwards you're also Machisle Bekli Shares. And so the implication from the Gemara, as the Ritva notes, is that you need a Kli Shares in order to be Mekadesh the Dam initially, and then you also need a Kli Shares for Kibul Hadam. And again, that's how the Ritva understands it. And Tosos Shans and Sota Yadal Amud Beis explicitly raises this issue. Finally, a third relevant sugya is found in Sukkah Nun Amud Beis. So the Gemara there presents a debate regarding whether Kli Eitz works for Kli Shares. So the Gemara says, Kli Shares Asan Shel Eitz, Rebbe Posel, Rebbe Yossi Bar Yehuda Machshir. So Rebbe holds that you cannot use a wooden instrument in order to shech, for the sake of having a Kli Shares. That's unacceptable. And Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda is machshir. And we also, know that Lacha Kare Rebbe Mechavera. So we're always passing like Rebbe. So that's true. If we need it, for those who think that we'll need a Kli Shares, how is it possible you could have a Kromish Alkana, a wooden instrument? So that's the background to the issues in our sugya. So now I'll go to part two. So, we presented this conflicting evidence. And in this section, we want to explore the role of Kli Shares in Shechitas Kachim and do that through, as reflected in the opinions of the Rishonim. To preface, right, we could emphasize that since Shechita is Kasher Al Yedei Zar, it's fundamentally not an Avoda, and therefore it doesn't have the same requirements that other Avodos do. And so here we want to pose two different questions. One, what does the requirement or lack thereof of Kli Shares reflect about the status of Shechita as an Avoda? Right? Meaning, what impact does Shechita Ksher Bazar, what impact does that make? And the second question is, how do the Rishonim navigate the conflicting evidence? It gets down a little bit into the nitty-gritty, but it's important because that's really a key part of the sugya, which is figuring out how to deal with all these divergent Gemaras. Just how do they navigate the conflicting evidence?
What was the first question?
First question is, what does the requirement or lack of requirement of a Kli Shares reflect about the nature of Shechitas Kachim as an Avoda? Okay. So before we go into the individual Shito, just three prefatory comments. The first is that it might be a little controversial, but I want to deal with this independent of the Chulin Kachim relationship. So it's helpful for organizational purposes, but I think it's, justifiable. And we want to just talk about its status as an avoda. Also, within that, no matter how lofty the chulin kachim relationship is, there's always going to be differences because it's still in the context of kachim, there are three other avodos, so naturally there are going to be differences. And so you can talk about its status as an avoda somewhat independent of the chulin kachim issue. Second preparatory comment is that, and as Rosenstein noted a couple of times, is that you can't push the notion that Shechita is not an avoda too far. It's kasher bazar, it says Shechita avoda, but there are still plenty of elements of kachim that apply to it, right? Pigol, lishma, for the Rambam, he talks about the need for the six, kavano by Shchita, and the Mishnah Lamal thinks that's dafka only by Shchita, so we can't overstate it. And finally, this is the most important point, which is, broadly speaking, the more we see a staunch requirement for Kli Shareis in Shchitas Kadshim, the more likely we view Shchitas Kadshim as an avoda. The lower the standards, the greater likelihood that it is not a real avoda. Everyone got that? So the more we see that there is a stronger requirement for Kli Shareis in Shchitas Kadshim, the more likely we're going to see Shchitas Kadshim as an avoda. Okay, just broadly speaking. And the lower the standards, the more we see, oh, you don't really need a Kli Shareis, the greater the likelihood that it's not really an avoda. That's kind of the perspective we're going to take on it. So here we can point to five different perspectives. The first perspective, and I'll tell you what they say before I cite the Shita, which is that there's no need for a Kli Shareis. So this is reflected in a number of Rishonim, but most prominently Tosos, Chulin, Gimel, Amud Aleph. It's also found in the Shita Mekubetza, Zvachim, Mem Zayin, Amud Aleph. So Tosos explicitly states that there's no need for a Kli Shareis in Shchitas Kadshim. So what's the conceptual significance of this? So Tosos himself doesn't really explicitly say anything for, you know, what's the importance conceptually, but the Ramban and Ritva both have important formulations. The Ramban basically says the following. Yesh mefarshim she'alv v'she'in osin kli sharetz me'etz, afilu man damar osin, hai lav klihu, afilu hachi, keva neshchita k'sher bizar, kishache b'sakin dide kashache. So the Ramban, when referencing Tosfos Shita, invokes this concept of Shchita Kesher Bazar. Maybe then that's why you don't need a Kli Shareis, right? Because, you know, Kesher Bazar. Now, the end of the Ramban sentence, which I read kind of quickly, is Kishache B'sakin Didei Kashache. So there it sounds more of a practical point. Since you allowed a Bazar to Shech, then, you know, they're going to bring their own knives, and it's not obviously not going to be a Kli Shareis. So practically, we have to say it can't be a Kli Shareis. So the Ramban, you could read it more fundamentally. We could also read it as a pragmatic point. The Ritva, though, and now the Ritva is not commenting within Tosfos, although we applied the logic of the Ritva to Tosfos. So the Ritva sounds much more fundamental. The Ritva, he says that it's not a complete Kli Shareis because it is kosher bizarre upsulin. So he thinks that it's a shear in the role of shchita, right? It's not, you know, a pragmatic point at all. It's a shear, since it's kosher bazar, right, there's going to be a lower standard for Kli Shareis in the avoda of shchita. Okay. So this basically we're saying it's a lower level of avoda. Fine. Now how does Tosos deal with the evidence? So this is a little complicated, but Tosos obviously fits nicely within Chulin because that's kind of the framework he's working in. He resolves the Vayikach HaSamacheles Gemara by saying that the Ashasua Ke'in Kli, they make it like a Kli. Rebbe is not an issue. Rebbe who holds that you can't have a Kli Shareis Me'etz because we're not talking about a Kli Shareis, we're talking about a regular Kli. That's the only requirement, so Rebbe is not a problem. And as we noted a bunch of times, that Tosfos doesn't address the Gemara and Sota explicitly, which is kind of a problem. And that the Ritva notes that explicitly as well. Tosfos just sort of ignores that point. The second perspective is that there is an absolute... Yes, Zach. So for Shittas Rebbe is only a problem if you require Kli Shareis, because Rebbe's point is not that you can't have a Kli from AIDS, it's that you can't have a Kli Shareis from AIDS, I believe. Now, am I right about that?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. So the Rebbe's point is sort of immaterial here because we're not talking about Kli Shareis. Yeah, Eitan.
The Grizz answers up to less.
Yeah, we're going to get to the Grizz later. The Grizz deals with some of the absence of the connection to, or the relation to, the Gemara and Sota. Okay, the second perspective is that there's an absolute need for Kli Shareis, the diametrical opposite of Tosfos Chulin. So who says this? So a bunch of Shitot. So the Meiri says this, Rashi on Sota, Yudal on Mebet says this, Tosfos in Zvachim, Sadi Zayin on Mebet says this. There's a need for Kli Shareis in Kadshim. Tosfos writes, klilo shayach lemelech bechulin ala bekachim kishar avodos debayu klisharis. Just like the other avodos, you require a klisharis. Pretty strong formulation. Again, right? They clearly view it quite strongly as one of the avodo. Now, how do they deal with the sugya in chulin? So Tosos Shan suggests, so they work well with everything else. Right? You need a kli, you need klisharis, like sota, but then you have the issue of krom mishal kana. That's not a klisharis. So Tosos Shan suggests an answer that what are we really talking about? We're talking Aliwa Dar Yossi Bar Yehuda. We're not talking about Rabbi Shita here. So really, you can kind of push that sugya away. A third perspective is the perspective of the Ritva. So the Ritva holds you only require a lower level klisharis. So what exactly does that mean? So basically, and I'll mention the different factors, it's only mikadesha ktsat because it's kasher, bazar, upsulim. And since that's true, we can have lower standards for it. You still need a klisharis, but it could be a lower level klisharis. And what does that mean? So for Rebbe, in this case, even Rebbe in this case will allow you to use a klisharis from eights. So the Gemara and Chulin is not a problem, because the Gemara and Chulin is legitimate for Shechita exclusively. Now, so the Ritva is basically saying this because of all the mixed evidence, and now he works out with all the different Gemaras. But, you know, he's sort of a compromise view, right? That he's kind of still saying it has to be a klisharis, but it's not, you know, as strong as Tosos before, right? That's like, oh, Mamish, like the other Avodos. But at the same time, it's still a klishari. So it's not the same as something that which kind of like ignores the obligation. Yeah, Josh. So the Gemara in Chulin is saying that you're using a Kromish Alkana, which is a Kli Eitz, which is totally fine for klisharis in Shchitas Kachim, because it's a lower standard in Shchitas Kachim. So only Mikadish Dam Ktsas, Kasher Bazar, Psulim. Yeah, no. It's talking about in the other avodo.
Klisharis
is
not avodo.
Yeah.
I mean, wooden
klis
not avodo.
Yeah. Okay. The fourth perspective is that it's a lechachila klisharis, but b'di'evad you just require a kli. So this is the shita of the Ramban. Lechachila you need a klisharis, right, in order to be mekadesh dam korban. It's all about being mekadesh the dam. But you can get away with a kli chol because the dam is mekadesh anyways to the kibul in kli shares, right? The Gemara Sota says, you know, it's definitely mekadesh the dam in Kabbalah. So it says that ideally do it in the first stage with shchita with the kli shares. But if not, you'll have the hakdashas hadam done in the second stage. You just have to have a kli. So again, we sort of see like this fine line. You know, it's somewhat of a confusing opinion because on the one hand, there's this ideal for klisharis, but it's not bidyeved. It's fine. So the Ramban and Ritva are the ones who really kind of working off of the Gemara in Sota, and you have to deal with these other Gemaras like sort of l'chachila bidyeved fashion. Just interesting, an interesting shita, the Kilos Yaakov and Zvachem Gimel. Kufbet, right? It says that there's a nafkamina for the Ramban, which is a para aduma, because there's no kiddush of Kabbalah Saddam and a klisharis of para aduma. So if there's no backup second stage, what do? So he says that for in the case of Kabbalah Saddam for para aduma, sorry, not Kabbalah Saddam, for shchita para aduma, bidi eved you need a klisharis, even bidi eved you need a klisharis. Apparently not. That's the kiddush. I have to work out all the details of para aduma. What?
Where does the blood go?
I'm not. Yeah. Who's got Bikias here? Yeah, Matthew. It's in Zvachim Gimel Kufbet. Okay. So take a look there. Well, that's just sort of. But the point, what it highlights is that if you don't have the second stage, you really require in the first stage a klisharis absolutely. Finally, we get to the Shitas HaRambam. So the Rambam says lechachila you need a klisharis. One second. But b'di'evad, you don't even need a kli. So this is the most surprising shita. So how does he deal with the different Gemaras? So the Kesef Mishnah and Mari Karkas both write that he deals with them through l'chachila b'di'evad. So the Gemaras would say, seem to indicate that you need a kli shares. He doesn't really, the Achronim don't really deal with the issue of sota so much. But the Gemaras that say that you need a kli shares or a kli, those are the chachila level, and everything else is just b'di'evan. Interestingly, the Ma'ari Korkas also in his second answer there, take a look, he says that Tosos also agrees with this opinion. Now, the chachila, you need a kli shares, but b'di'evan, you can get away with just a kli. Gimel and Aleph in Chulin. Okay. Good. So those are the five different possibilities. Either there's no requirement of klisharis, there's an absolute requirement of klisharis, you have a diminished klisharis requirement, l'chachila klisharis, but b'di'evad you could get away with a kli, or l'chachila klisharis, but b'di'evad you get away even without a kli at all. Okay, now we transition to the third section. Ali, go ahead. Oh, okay, great. Crane.
So that means the Rambam's reading Gemara is the same as the Rambam, basically?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. What? Yeah, the Rambam says you still need a kli. But I guess he'll give the same answer for Chulin Gimlam and Aleph that he'll say that Shasua Kein Kli the Chroma Shalkana. Maybe he'll give that answer. Okay. Good. Third section. Let's just move on because we're running a little late. So the third section is the relationship between Shechitas Chulin and Shechitas Kadshim. And now we will discuss the second issue we encounter in the Gemara and Chulin. So what's the issue? What's the big issue in the Gemara and Chulin?
The Brice is about
Chulin. And what are we deriving laws for? Shechitas Kadshim, exactly. So how can you do that? What does that indicate or what does that reflect about the Kadshim Chulin relationship? So what I want to just point out first is that in the context of the sugya, we also presented other shito that help us further develop this relationship, even though they're not specifically klisharis things. So just we're going to throw them in there too. So on the one hand, we can find evidence or opinions that the two are distinct. So here we can point to four different pieces of evidence. First, the Me'iri and Chule and Gimel Amid Aleph and Pesachim Ayin Ted Amid Aleph is bothered by how we can learn Chulin from Kachim, and what does he conclude? He's talking about Chulin Al Taharas HaKodesh here in Chulin Gimel Amid Aleph. Rekiv Eger has a similar shita, although I think because of a different motivation. And what does this reflect? So what it reflects as we developed is that you can't possibly conceive of a way that you'd be deriving laws of Kachim from Chulin. The two are distinct. Ha'ilchu de'kai, ha'ilchu de'kai. One is an avoda, one is kedusha, and Chulin, whatever, is a low. Shechitas Chulin is a low level, nothing. Okay, so that's what we're trying to say is that this reflects, this perspective that the two are very much distinct. Interestingly, the Chasam Sofer here, it's sort of a parallel opposite perspective. It says that they Davka taught Kromis Shalkana and not a Tzur, because there's at least one opinion, Rosi Bar Yehuda, who holds that it can work as a kli shares. It's kind of not the most compelling opinion, but it's kind of the opposite of the other ones, that it's Dafka teaching you something that could be a kli shares. Hey, you had all these other options in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, on Tetzayin and Aleph. A second piece of evidence is the Tosos Mizvachim Tzadi Zayin Amud Bet. So Tosos there is bothered by how we can learn the din of needing a talush for shchita, for something to be valid for shchita, how we can learn that from the pasuk about the akedah, right? It says like, how can you possibly learn that, right? How can you learn that from the same pasuk that talks about kachim, right? Because that pasuk, right? Yitzchak is in Ola, and so if we're trying to learn out from that pasuk that you need a kli for kachim, and we're learning out from the same pasuk that you're learning that you need something talush and not mechubar, that would seem to indicate that the two are on the same spectrum. But Tosafot says that, no, how could you possibly learn to Chulin and Kachim from the same Pasuk? So the mentality that's really underlying their opinion is that Kachim and Chulin are two different worlds, and therefore it would be sort of incoherent or incomprehensible to understand that to be deriving laws for Chulin and Kachim from the same Pasuk. A third piece of evidence is the Revelvel, the Griz in Sota, Lamed Zion, where he basically discusses a case of where he did Shechitas Kadshim, and I think he ate the animal, and whether that's Yotze Midei Nevela. So he writes that, and basically, and really what's underlying this whole question is, how distinct are Shechitas Chulin and Shechitas Kadshim, right? Because Shechitas Chulin, you know, is it would obviously be Matir Midei Nevela. So by Kachim would it be Motir Midei Nevela as well? And that's his question. And then he answers, but you may have Miluim at time of Miluim where they clearly did not have Shchitas Chulin. Regular Shchitas Korbanos. Muchach, the shiny Shchitas de Korban, Shchitas Kachim is different. Havi Avoda within the Korban. Right? There is no, he says, Dehaba, you may have Miluim. And so basically what he's saying is that the local point is that you can't just do Shritas Kadshim and not any other avoda to remove from the Isra of Nevela. And where, you know, in contrast to Shritas Chulin. But what it really reflects is that there's this gap between Shritas Chulin and Shritas Kadshim. Right? Again, it's just emphasizing the differences between the two according to the Grizz. Rav Rosenzweig commented that, you know, the more we think that Shritas Chulin is derived from Shritas Kachim, and that's the way it was all along and always intended to be, and when it was derived from like Kasher Tzivi Sicha, etc., that sort of changed Shritas Kachim. So the proof from the Miluim is not necessarily so impressive or compelling. A fourth piece of evidence... Yeah, Zach. Basically, the Grizz, to put it simply, the Grizz is assuming that the way Shritas Kachim was in the context of the pre-Chulin world is the same way Shritas Kachim is in the post-Shritas Chulin world. And Rav Rosenzweig says that no, because once, you know, Shritas Chulin is around, it potentially can impact, it potentially impacts Shritas Kachim, as we've suggested a lot. A fourth piece of evidence here is the Zera Avram point. So, it's a little complicated, so I'll try to say it in my own way. But basically, the Zera Avram says the following. He presents a debate between Rashi and the Rashba regarding what the Matir of Shechita, is. So it's the Zera Avram Bet Chet. So for Rashi, he says it's Dam. And for the Rashba, it's Basar and Dam. Ozzy thinks that the Rashba doesn't read that way, but let's just, you know, work within the Zera Avram for a moment. Basically, what this could reflect is that. Before we say that, right? Rav Rosenzweig and the Grizz both suggested potentially is that Shchita is matir the korban and is matir the korban, yeah. And through the heter adam, then the basar. So it's really like step A and then step B. It's not really like basar and dam are together. It's like step A is the dam and then the basar. Okay, so now, regardless of whether you want to say that or Zera Avram kind of says, but what I think the point here is that the more we think that Shritas Kachim is just about dam, the more of a difference there is between that and Shritas Chulin. We're distinguishing between the two. Right? Shritas Kachim is about Dam. It's not about Basar. Shritas Chulin, okay, it's all about Basar, but Shritas Kachim is about Dam. So we see the gap between the two, the relationship between the two is quite far. They're not on the same spectrum. Good? All right, great. So on the other side, we do see shitot that bridge the gap between Shritas Chulin and Shritas Kachim. So this is the other side of the spectrum. Okay, so this can manifest itself in two different ways. Really, okay, in two ways / three ways, but you'll see why I'm saying it that way. At the beginning, I'm sure you all remember perfectly, in the second Chazarish here, we talked about there are sort of five different ways the relationship between Shritas Chulin and Shritas Kachim can be manifested. So we still think all the fact that there are five is true, but here, we argued for definitely three of them and potentially a fourth one. So what are these? We'll be confident. Three different ways, okay? This can manifest itself in three different ways. Chulin and Kachim are both downgraded because of the presence of Kachim. Because of the presence of Chulin. Second, Shchitas Kachim upgrades Chulin, but downgrades Kachim in the process. Shritas Kachim upgrades Chulin, but downgrades Kachim in the process. And potentially a third model is that Kachim upgrades Chulin. But there's no downgrade of kachim. Okay. So for the first model, we can point to two different sources that reflect this. The first is the Shitin Kubetzes and Zvachim Mem Zayin Amad Aleph. So he says, you know, why wouldn't you require a Kli Sharis? And basically, you know, I'll read his Lashon, and he says, you know, why don't you require Kli Sharis? So he says, Shchita Hoel V'Shaycha B'Chulin Kamo B'Kadshim. Since it's Shayach in Chulin, right, it's also in the world of Chulin, Kamo B'Kadshim, just like Kadshim, Afi Shehitzrech Kli, Lo B'Inan Kli Sharis. You do require a Kli, but you don't require a Kli Sharis, right? So we're saying that there is this relationship. There's this tight relationship, but it's a downgrade relationship. Shitas Kachim is downgraded as a result of Chulin. A second source that we mentioned in this context is the Rimer Me'or Leon. I always pronounce it Orleans, but the Rimer Me'or Leon. And this is not really a Klishari source so much, I think, but it's just something else we mentioned in this context. Is that it's not an avoda? Why is it an avoda? Because it's shav v'chulin v'kachim. Fisha shav v'chulin v'kachim imkein lav mitam avoda tziva hamakom shchita. So since it's in both chulin and kachim, so shav, strong term, terminology, right? We see that there is clearly not an avoda. And what does this reflect? The Torah doesn't put stock into shchitas kachim, right? They're both downgraded. So again, it's this connection, but it's this. Downgraded relationship. So we mentioned, I think, at the very end of the last year that there's a miyuchas l'rashba menachos, which basically says shchita is an avoda that we are not makid about its psulim. So if you look at the rashba inside, it's not that sharp. I'll just say the lashon. The rashba says, he says, presents both sides. He says l'chilot shchita v'kabbalah dehasam. High avoda, high lav avoda. So the first option is that one is an avoda, one isn't an avoda. So that's very clear. The one of Roden Swai picked out is that bazu eno makbid v'psula bazu makbid. They're both avodos, but this one is makbid and the other one's not makbid. So basically, we're saying that like it's entirely an avoda shchitas. It's entirely an avoda shchitas chulin or shchita. Sorry, shchita is an avoda. This is sort of the opposite of the Rimer Leon.
How is that downgrading chulin? The Rimer.
The Rim earlier. No, it's Chulin's downgrading Kadshim.
I thought you were using their book down.
Yeah. Okay. Now, for the second model. So, what's the second model that Chulin is upgraded but Kadshim is downgraded? So, who's the sort of primary source here?
Rambam.
Very good. So, the Rambam in Maisa Korbanos, Dalet Zayin, invokes Shchitas Chulin as the reason for not requiring Kli Sharis B'Dieved in Kachim. Right? The Rambam thinks that Kli Sharis L'chachila B'dieved, not even a Kli. Right? Just a Rav Lashon who says V'im Shachah B'chol Darash Shochtin Bo Achulin. Sort of a gratuitous reference to Chulin. Right? You say, you know, and B'dieved, it's fine. Say, no, just Shochtin Bo Achulin. So, you know, we talked a lot about the Rambam in general, right? Like his relationship between the up, you know, counts only a mitzvah for Shchitas Chulin, not Shchitas Kachim. So the Rambam is sort of the primary example of someone who believes that there's a upgrade from Chulin, downgrade from Kachim. And so here we can clearly see that there's a downgrade of Kachim as a result of the Chulin, Shchitas Chulin, and the relationship between the two of them. Now, for the second/third model, and I'm going to say it's the third model, but it's complicated, but well, we have the Bach, okay? So the third model is that just Kachim upgrades Chulin. They're both, you know, they're both great, they're both similar, wonderful. So the problem also with the Bach in general is we know the Bach and Aleph basically says, you know, don't learn out Chulin from Kachim because of the Kavana issue. So how the Bach stims together is a little complicated. Matthew, you like that word, stims. That's pretty good. Yeah. Okay. Oh, where is Shalom here? Shalom, yeah, Shalom loved it. Okay. All right. If you have any good Yiddish suggestions, you'll throw them in, right? Okay. Fine. So the Bach and Vavet says the following about the Shitas HaRambam. So he says you can derive Kachim from... I'll put it this way. The Bach and Yor Deh Vavet basically says that for Chulin, L'chachila, you share something which is Roy L'Kli Sharis. Yishko besakin dihu kli matechet, something which is a metal, right? Something that's raw with the kli sharis. He also says for the Rambam that kli in kachim is ma'akev, not a simple reading of the Rambam at all. I'm not actually sure how he gets to that, but he's, you know, so he makes 2 points. One, lechachila, you should have a ruila kli sharis, and two, you should in kachim, it's ma'akev to have kli entirely. Okay. Yeah.
There was some backlash in Shir if the Bach is referring to clear Klisharis. Was that resolved in the end?
I'm not sure. Anybody know? If you look at the Bach, it's a little complicated. Yeah. Okay. He says, came into Kli Ma'ake Vakachim. So, I mean, that's just, you know, kind of straight. Whatever Kli it is, but it's a Kli Ma'ake Vakachim.
Yeah, but it's not a
Klisharis. Yeah, but we're not saying a Klisharis is Ma'ake. We're saying a Kli is Ma'ake. So now, So Rav Rosenzweig didn't agree with the Bach on either of those points, right? The language of the Rambam does not indicate either of those things. But what, you know, you could suggest for the Bach is that Shlitas Chulin is upgraded because of Shlitas Kachim, right? Straight up, because you have
we
got some slang going on here, yeah. Okay, but the it's upgraded, right? Shita Schulin is upgraded, and you need a Kli Sharis, so you need a Rawi, the Kli Sharis, for Shita Schulin. And also, he thinks that there's not really much of, you know, for the Rambam, we said there's a real downgrade. For the simple reading of the Rambam, there's a real downgrade. But there isn't really such a big downgrade, according to the Bach, if you still need a Kli for a Shita's Kachim. Okay, the reason why I'm hesitant to say this is a third model is because, you know, there still is somewhat of a downgrade for him if it's just, a Kli. So it's not, it's, you know, you don't, it's ma'akev and a kli, not a kli shari. So that's why it's a little complicated, but you, at the very least, you see this upgrade of chulin very strongly in the Bach. Okay, fourth section. Moving along nicely here. Okay, fourth section is understanding the chachila b'di'evet phenomenon. So we mentioned the shitot of the Rambam and Ramban already about this. So the Ramban thought, just to quickly review, the Ramban thought that lechachila kli shareis, but b'di'eved you could just do a regular kli. The Rambam thought kli shareis lechachila, b'di'eved nothing. Now the Ramban's point is more about kiddush adam, just to be clear. The Rambam's really talking about something else. But this is very strange that you have this lechachila b'di'eved setup, and we'll get into that a little bit more later. But it happens to be that it's not just the Rambam and Ramban. There seems to be a lot of evidence for this lechachila b'di'evet phenomenon. So I want to mention 4 examples, and then we'll mention 2 other examples which are the same theme, but are not exactly b'di'evet lechachila. So the first example is the Ritva and Yoma. So the Ritva and Yoma, in a few places, says that there's lechachila to have a kohen to do the shechita. The Ritva and Yoma, Chav Hei Amid Aleph, says, there's a lechachila to do shechita with a kohen. In Yoma Bet Amud Aleph, he says, kol she'efshar l'ma'avid shechita b'kohen, tfei adif, v'chei mitzvasa. It's better. It's better to do with a kohen. It's lechachila to do with a kohen. B'di'eved is, of course, fine with the czar, but lechachila b'di'eved set up. What's going on there? Okay, Brachos Laman Aleph Amibet, a second source. So this is actually a little bit of a complicated source. We kind of use it in 2 different ways. So this is the Eli and Shmuel story. So Gemara says, that Eli said, go get a Kohen and to Shef. And Shmuel says to him, why are you going to get a Kohen to Shef? Why make such a big deal about it? Shechita Bizar Kshira. There's a whole issue of, like, what's more halacha here, whatever. So the Rashash says, "Near the Eli Nami Yada Hadin to Shechita Zark Shira." Eli Grosa Tamachacham. Now, of course, he knows that it's Kasher Bazar. Why is he making such a big deal? Ela de Lechachila Hayu Noagim BeKohen. Lechachila, it's with a Kohen. Again, you would only say that this is a Lechachila B'di'eved setup. What's going on here? Now, in the Daf Ala Daf, which is, I've read it a lot of times. I still don't really understand what it is. I think it's like a compilation, basically. I don't know who wrote it. I don't know much more. But he understands this Gemara entirely differently. So he thinks that this whole thing of Shmuel was to, in order to prevent the Kohanim from the Isser of Shatnez. That's a whole debate about whether you could wear the big day kuhuna, Rambam Ravid, outside of the context of the Avodah. The Rambam thinks no. Okay, because Isser Kalayim, fine. So he says that basically Shmuel was trying to rescue them from the Isser of Shatnez, which is not a problem more halacha with Nerabo. He's just trying to prevent him from violating that Isser. But what I think is most interesting is Eli's sort of havamina or idea, right? It's great. He says, So Eli thought that the Kohanim are mechuyavim lilbosh bigdei kuhuna b'shas shchita. Right, there's a chiyuv to wear begadim b'shas shchita. Again, right? This is sort of a little bit different than the lechachila b'diavad phenomenon, but it just we'll say in the context of Gemara. But like, there's this idea that by shchita you might need a big day. At least there was this thought that you might need a big day kahuna. Okay, that's actually maybe a little bit of a different point, but anyway, it's important. I actually didn't get a chance to see the third thing inside. There are Yaakov Emdin, the Yavitz. So really, Yaakov Emdin is dealing with the Yavitz's. Sorry, is dealing with the Rush's rejection of Eldon Adani. So his point is that just like an Isha is a czar in cut, right? So anybody, actually, I could say it, but anyone see it inside? No? You saw Eitan or? Basically, I think what he says is the following, is that a czar in the context of Shechita, when there's a Kohen around, shouldn't really do Shechita. It's better for the Kohen to do Shechita when a czar is around. When a Kohen is around, it's better for the Kohen to do it. And the same way in Chulin, that when there's a man around, it's better for the man to do it over the woman. Okay? All right, great. So, again, there's like this sort of lichachila b'dievet thing, right? That there's a, it's ideal for the Kohen to do it, or that's ideal for the man to do it. Eldad Adani's a little more strong than that, but like it's this idea that the Yavetz reportedly is presenting. Finally, we have the Gemara in Yevamos, which discusses Yevamos Lami Gimel Amibet, which discusses Zar Sheshachat B'Shabbos. And Betuma, and so what averot he violates. So the Gemara says that if he did Shechita, there's no Zaris because Shechita Bazar is Kshera. And so then Rashi has this weird line. He says, Shechita Bazar Kshera, V'ein kan Zaris. He emphasizes that it's not Zaris. So why is Rashi just emphasizing the Zar part? What's going on there? So it kind of seems superfluous. So the Rashash says that even though there's no problem in Shechita in terms of being a czar, mashma alba iser Shabbos miyaika, there remains the iser of Shabbos. The lo hutra v'mikdash elo kohanim bilvad, that there's only, they only allowed on Shabbos for a kohen to shech, but not alba lo czar and people shishik sheirim la. Okay, but not by Shechita of czarim. Now, what's interesting here is that, again, you have this idea that, like, it's kosher by a czar, but there's still going to be, higher standards for that than for a kohen. I mean, it's clearly ideal for a kohen to do it. It's not usher for a kohen to do it. For a czar, it's usher. He's kshera to do shlita, but on Shabbos, it's usher. He violates it. So it's this idea again. It's the lechachila b'dieved thing, right? That like, there's it's better for a kohen. So all these really have to do with the issue of kohen. But it's over and over again. There's this lechachila. Two other points, and this is not really lechachila b'dieved, but Rebbeinu also mentioned it. So we mentioned earlier in the year, the part of the kohen gadol, the part of the Yom Kippur may need a kohen. So what we tried to, and so now that's the Gemara Yuma, Mem Bet Amud Aleph. Tosafot says that this may be an issue of balim, but the Talmud Yerushalmi Yuma Gimel Zayin says that it doesn't seem to indicate that. But the point of Rosenzweig was making is that the fact we can see from the fact that it's a kohen gadol on Yom Kippur reflects that at other times, even though it's not ma'akev, this concept of the Kohen, you know, being the primary person for Shchita still exists on some chalos level. So it's sort of a lechachila b'diavad thing. The source is really about like a requirement, but on a, we can see how it may transfer to other areas where it's a lechachila b'diavad issue. Finally, we have the Sheva Kohen. I'm not sure if this is the appropriate place to put it. The way it works in the sugya wasn't clear so much to me, but the Sheva Kohen is the shita that, you know, at the very least, you know, we'll mention the shita because we mentioned it a couple times, and the application we can argue about. But the Sheva Kohen at the time, the Midbar, Korbanos, thought that Korbanos were only able to be brought through Kohanim, not through regular Israelim. Now, after their transition, you know, clearly there's a transition. We know halachically there's a transition. But the fact that at the time the Midbar is through only through a Kohen, you know, reflects that really there's this ideal of a Kohen, maybe always, right? There, you know, or the fact that there was this dynamic within, you know, the fact that there are times where it's only, you know, better with a Kohen, maybe that reflects again that there is this maybe some sort of lechachila v'diavad phenomenon. It's quoted in the Ona, Ezra gave me the source for it, so I'll say it. So Ona Yom Tov Yerodea Nun Gimel. Okay, so how can we understand this? And to bolster the question, we had the Rush, Zach Steiner, provided me with the Rush a short while ago. So the Rush, Gittin, Perek Tet, Zion, basically is talking about the context of Ede Chasim of Ede Messier Karti. So he says, he quotes basically the Rif, and he says, I'll just read the Lashon. So the Divrei of Alpha is, Lo Yadana, my Iker V'Tafel, Shaykh B'Midi D'Oraisa. What's this idea, this L'Chachile B'Di'Evet, Shaykh B'Midi D'Oraisa? Right? Could go, came into Sagi B'Ede Chasim or B'Ede Messira. Now, whether, you know, since it's sufficient to have either Ede Messira or Ede Chasima, you know, do they need to sign the Shtar? Do they just need to see the transmission of the Shtar? So if they're both fine, why is it that, oh, there's the Chachila? Ede Messira or the Chachila for the Rif? But he says Ede Chasima or Bidi Eved, okay. It's like, what's going on here? Right? This is, you know, Chachila, if they're both good, Midoraisa, then, like, what's this? One, one's Iker, one's like you fulfill it Midoraisa. That's it. What's this Lechila B'Di'Evet thing? And so, you know, for example, like Mitzvah Min Amuvchar and Zekeli V'Amvehu, there we can like understand that there might be like you know, but you can fulfill a mitzvah in, you know, independent of Zekeli V'Amvehu. You can fulfill a mitzvah with Zekeli V'Amvehu. But you know, Lechila is with it, B'Di'Evet without it. But in other contexts, the Lechila like Midoraisa, it doesn't really make sense. So, here was, I think, the most important part of the sugya and the biggest chiddush in the sugya. And I think this is really a very, maybe somewhat of a brilliant suggestion, which is that we're trying to say that there might be two different ways to do shchita. You can do shchita as an avoda, or you can get away with shchita that is not an avoda. We know there are elements of kachim in shchita, that's very clear. In Shchita, we know that there are elements of avoda in kachim, pigol, dinim of lishma. And we also know it's kasher, bazar. We know that there's shchitas chulin and shchitas kachim. You know, and there's complex and dynamic between the two. Kach chulin, downgraded kachim, you know, upgraded chulin. But the point we're trying to make is the following. And let's say we'll pin it in the Rambam, but it's applicable to everyone else. Which is that for the Rambam, lichachila klisharis treat shchita as an avoda. That's one track, and that's the ideal track. But because the existence of chulin and the relationship between shchita's kachim and shchita's chulin, we also know that it's acceptable for you to do shchita's kachim without a klisharis, to do it without even a kli. There are two tracks. Sometimes there can be two tracks for fulfilling shchita. A track, you know, lechachila with a kohen. It's an avoda. Shchita is great, but also we know shchita the ramachul and kshir bazar. Again, you know, this lechachila v'di'eved. The Ramban's a little harder to fit in, but you know, I think you know we can say that the Ramban also there's like a lechachila of, you know, doing it, making it a kli shares that's mekadesh adam, and there's a v'di'eved of doing, you know, without it. So that was really the main suggestion of our sugya. Okay, finally. Yeah.
So the part of the point here, like, was inherently connected with the whole idea that we start out with an ideal of exported out to Chulin, but sort of the ideal of kachim bin komo omei komei.
Right. I think that's true. I think it's like sort of redundant. It's like the same point. But yeah, I mean, like the fact that kachim, you know, originally was its ideal, and it, you know, does it remain in its ideal? Could it be? So like, especially for Kohen, you know, like originally the Sheva Kohen, maybe like it was this ideal of kachim. But it's the same point. Okay, let's finish off with Shechita and Hakdash Hasdam. This is the final part. It's got a little tricky here, but. Let me get the grids here. Okay, so we in Shir, and this is not really the central part of the sugya, but it's something we discussed, and it is related. So this is the role of Shechita and Hakdash Hasdam. So we talked about two main shito that relate to this. That was the Ramban and the Rambam. No, sorry, the Ramban and the Ritva. So the Ramban, and this is all really revolving around the Gemara in Sota, Yadal and Amabiz. So the Ramban. Right, l'chiyah b'diavad, but that's all about hakdash dam. Shechita really is hakdash, with the klisharis is karis adam. And the Ritva says that it's mekadesh hadam k'tzas. Okay, so these are like the key things, the key shitot about hakdash dam. And it's because they're sort of navigating this conflicting evidence. But the Griz here is the most critical shita. And the Griz is basically responding to the following issue. The Rishonim who don't require a Kli Sharis for Shechitas Kachim did not really address the Sugya in Sota. Right, the Sugya in Sota seems to indicate, as argued by the Ritva and others, that there's a requirement of Kli Sharis in Kachim. So, for the Rishonim, we say there's no requirement. They're not even Lechachila per se, necessarily. For there to be a Shechitas, for there to be a Kli Sharis in Kachim, how do they deal with that Gemara? It's just a very blatant question, and like Tosfos seems to ignore it. So the Griz is the most critical shita here. So I'm kind of going to intersperse two different points in the Griz here. So it's sort of together, even though it's not necessarily presented this way in the Chidushim. So the Griz basically says the following: two different points. First point that. For how can you get away without using Kli Sharis? So he says that, and so I'll read the Lashon here, and you should take a look at it inside if you haven't yet. So he says, "Dilashitas Harishonim the Ein Sharishay Sakin." For the Harishonim that hold you don't need a Sakin. How do you respond to this Gemara? It says, "The Hadi Adam Ekadish Shechita, Hu Lo Ayedei Sakin." It's not about the Sakin. It's not the Kli Sharis. How is it Mekadish? What is the Dami Mekadish through? Ella Ayedei Avodas Hashechita. It's this concept of this shechita, maybe sort of the avoda, like writ large, not specifically, the shechita here, right? Not about like the klisha race, except that doing the avoda of shechita. Sometimes in bris, these terms are like a little arbitrary, like what exactly these mean. But hopefully it's understood. So okay, af sheshachah b'kli chol hadam mekadesh ade avodas hashechita. Not about what klisha race or the sakin you use. It's the dam is mekadesh through the avoda of the shechita. Okay, that's the first key point in the Griz. He explicitly relates this to the Shitas HaRambam. He says the fact that the Rambam holds this Chachila B'di'eved thing, says clearly the fact you can get away with that Kli Sharis is related to this very point. Okay, the Griz also takes it a step further. Right? The Griz says that not only is this true that you, for the Rishonim who hold that you don't need a Kli Sharis, the Griz says this is also true for the Rishonim who do need a Kli Sharis, right? He says that it's not because because the contact is Makadish the Dam, but in order to do a Maisa which transforms it into a Korban through the Avodas Hashrita, even so that requires a Kli Sharis. So it doesn't change the perspective. It's just more of a narrow point that even though it's not about the contact and about the. The shechting per se, it's the avodas hashchita, but even so, you may require a kli sharis for that. So the concept remains the same, but a little bit of the application is different. So basically, the Griz got very excited about the idea. It says, "Oh, everyone holds by it. This is a good idea, so it's well deserved." Okay, the second point which we want to make in the Griz before we conclude is that the Griz basically. Thinks that there's like a kedushas, a kedushas korban, that it's that's, you know, that's bringing about. So just the background for this point a little bit is the Rav Chaim Pesulei HaMikdashin. So the Rav Chaim Pesulei HaMikdashin talks about, also the Gemara in Sota, but talking about the Mincha, that there are different stages to Kedusha. There's first your Makdash, Kedushas Damim, then there's Kedushas Haguf, then there's Kedushas Korban. So the Griz is basically, his argument is that it's not really giving the this is the way I would put it, which is for the Griz, his second argument is that what it's doing is it's not giving Kedushas HaGuf. It's already, you know, Kedushas HaGuf, let's say, since it was Makdashit. But what is the Shechita doing? It's providing to the Korban a Kedushas Korban. That's what it's doing. It's not about the, you know, Kedushas HaGuf point. It's another stage. It's Kedushas Korban. That is, if we want to talk about what Shechita does, what it's Mekadesh, what is it really doing? It's providing Kedushas Korban. Now, so the question I had, and Rosenzweig addressed this in Shir, was, now, if the first stage is doing, you know, it's already Kedushas HaGuf, and then it's being Kedushas Korban, Gemara Sota says there's another stage afterwards by, you know, by Kabbalah. So just, you know, it could be that, and this is true for the first point also, for everything we said so far too, but like, Kli Sharis also can work in two different ways, just, you know. One Kli Sharis could work as actually Mekadesh hit, or you just need a Kli Sharis as just a function of being in the realm of Avoda. You always need you may always need a Kli Sharis. But the and it's a little complicated, but just maybe to put it simply, basically for the Griz, the Shechita is giving the Kedusha, maybe there's already Kedusha Guf, then there's the Kedusha, the Shechita is giving Kedusha's Korban, and maybe the Kabbalah is giving the specific, you know, Kiddush Hadam. Okay, that's that was sort of the suggestion. Now, Rav Rosenzweig said that, like, this, you know, process he's going through, Kiddush, you know, Guf, Korban, Kiddush Hadam, Rav Rosenzweig, you know, this process, Rav Rosenzweig said you could have really formulated it in different ways. He said you could be I didn't fully grasp exactly what his point was here, but it could be a Chefza Gavra thing, or it could be that it's not talking about, you know, different stages of Kedusha for the animal, but like different parts of the animal. So Rosenzweig didn't feel so compelled by this Griz. So basically, those are the two points I wanted to make in the Griz. One that's one that it is through like this Maisa Avoda, it's the Avoda Sashrita, and the second that it's the Kedusha, it's giving specifically the Kedusha's Korban. Okay, any questions, clarifications? We're good? Okay, great. Shkoyach, guys.